For during Dove's minute, there's a recurring theme in prayer. We view a few things as though they're constants in our lives. We view the story of the Garden of Eden as a constant. So when we make Kiddush Friday night, we're fixing the sin of the Garden of Eden, because they took the grapes and they ate them too early, they made wine, and they sinned with the grapes in the Garden of Eden. That was the forbidden fruit. So we fixed that. Had Adam waited, he would have made Kiddush on it. By the same token, we view the receiving of the Torah as a recurring theme. Our sages say the two are connected. When we received the Torah, we were fixing the transgression of the Garden of Eden. Ani amarti Elokim atem. It says when we received the Torah, Hashem said, now you are godlike, now you are angels, now you will live to eternity. Ah, we messed up with the golden calf, but otherwise we would have been able to eradicate the transgression of the serpent, of the Eve and the snake. And our sages say that when the snake sinned with Chava, so then she was defiled, and all of humanity was defiled until we stood at Sinai. And then Pasakazu Amatan, the Gemara says in Tractate Yevamos. Then the Jewish people were able to remove that filth from them. So these two junctures of world history, the Garden of Eden and Matan Torah, are recurring themes in our prayer. We discuss them as though they're recurring themes in our lives. And so the blessing of the Torah speaks about Hashem, who is Noten Torah. He is constantly giving the Torah. Hamlamed Torah l'Am Yisrael. Hashem is constantly teaching the Torah to Am Yisrael. And even when we take the Torah out of the ark, we say, Mimino Ishtat Lamo. The person takes it out of the ark, he puts it on his right shoulder, gives it to the Chazan, who puts it on his right shoulder, just as Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem's right to his right. Shat Laila Tov.